Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor in southern New England, where it is chilly, below freezing, gray clouds all day, a little sunshine, good for planting bulbs. At the same time, we're expecting winter. Expecting summer is the other part of the world. Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, coming summer and cyclone season. Jeremy, a very good day to you. We go immediately to Darwin, Northern Territory, and due in is a very big cyclone. How big? What's ordinary? What's unordinary about this? And where's it tracking? Good evening to you.
G'day, John. Yes, we have got an absolute monster of a cyclone right now, just off of the coast of Darwin, which is the very top in the middle of Australia. It's called Cyclone Fina, and it is currently measuring around about 200 miles across from end to end. Now, that doesn't mean it's the same intensity across the entire cyclone, but that's the actual width of it. And right now, as we speak, it is heading straight towards the city of Darwin, which is 152,000 Australians living there. And it is expected to come across the coast pretty much any time today. But what makes this cyclone so dangerous is that the recorded wind speed is over 160 miles an hour near its center right now. Now, this cyclone is much more intense and much stronger than anything we've seen anywhere in Australia in the last few years. And we're now being told by the Bureau of Meteorology, because of its size, because of its wind speed, this is the biggest storm and cyclone in this part of the world, particularly in the last 20 years. So this is a 1-in-20-year cyclone that's about to hit Darwin. At the moment, the city is all locked down and ready for it. But John, this is amazing because we've gone pretty much from a state of really no cyclones expected through the season, maybe one or two towards the end, to all of a sudden a monster cyclone in the space of less than a week.
All right, Darwin, you say it's 160,000. Are they under order to evacuate? What is their preparation, to your understanding?
They are definitely told to evacuate, but here in Australia, the order to evacuate really only comes when there's bushfires and there's basically direct threat to life, whereas when you have a cyclone, what happens is that there is advice given to evacuate the area. And honestly, most people do heed it because we've been through storms before. We know how these go. But there is actually no legal requirement for people to leave most areas. And that's what's happened in Darwin. So they've been told they should evacuate now. They should leave the coast. But if you are going to stay, make sure you're prepared. Make sure you've boarded up your windows. You're in your storm shelters. You're prepared for the flooding and basically hunkering down. Because the worst part, John, is if, say, this cyclone starts hitting and all of a sudden people want to evacuate and leave, you can imagine how congested the roads get. And unfortunately, that's where a lot of injuries and deaths tend to happen during storms, is when people are taking to the roads and trying to escape very quickly in conditions that are not safe for driving. So there is an evacuation advice out right now, but technically not an evacuation order.
That's the same thing I learned about a fire when it's bearing in. You either go immediately or you stay. You don't make a change your mind halfway through it. That's when people get hurt. Sounds the same way. All right. It's a big cyclone. It's headed to Darwin. But Northern Territory is pretty empty. So after Darwin, there's not much to worry about. Is that it?
That's absolutely correct. The next place that can really hit is Katherine and then the interior of Darwin, which is around about 3 hours south of Darwin itself. And the Northern Territory is just really, it's just desert. It's rocky, it's canyons, and it's a lot of sparse land, which actually works in the favor, or actually maybe against, I should say, the cyclone itself. Because as soon as it comes on land and starts heading down to the south in that really sparse area of Northern Territory, there's nothing for it to basically draw from. There's no weather phenomena that allows it to strengthen. So what happens pretty quickly is these cyclones tend to actually dissipate incredibly fast. In fact, the last cyclone that we had that truly hit Darwin was in 1974, which was called Cyclone Tracy. And basically after it did all its damage in the city there, It only lasted really a few hours once it got south of Darwin. So as soon as it gets into that sparse area, John, these things just disappear, and we're expecting Fina to pretty much do exactly the same.
Fina, is that an Australian name? Is that a native? Where's that come from? Do we know?
Actually, no, because believe it or not, and I mean, there probably is a background to the name Fina, but it's actually all very random. It's basically the Bureau of Meteorology and the federal government pick a series of random names across an entire cyclone season, drawn from all over the world, basically to be diverse and not to offend anybody by drawing from one type of name. But Fina really has no other, I guess, relevance to this than just being a random name for this time of year.
The rest of the weather system, how is it in New South Wales? Good weather? Beach weather?
Oh, John, I wish it was, but no, we have had terrible weather. We're actually just on the tail end of a series of storms that rocketed through here for the last 48 hours. In fact, as I'm sitting with you right now, it is really warm and humid out there. It feels again like Queensland. We're around about 80 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is right up near maybe 80 to 100%, and we are expecting more rain this afternoon. In fact, yesterday I had to run outside and basically mow the lawns again because they've grown so quickly. And you know what happens when we get grass? Of course, we get the snakes. I had to mow the lawns between rain showers and only managed to just squeeze it in with barely seconds to spare. So, John, we're just getting terrible weather up and down the East Coast right now. And I think it is part of this hot, moist, tropical weather system that's feeding into this cyclone up in Darwin. It's really transiting right down the East Coast right now. And the worst part is, we don't have an Antarctic blast to cool us down. So we're expecting to get these warm, stormy conditions probably for at least another 3 or 4 days.
What happens here is when the storm hits the Caribbean or Florida or Texas, the Gulf of Mexico, it pushes all that humid air that they live with, pushes it very quickly north, and we get heavy, humid, gray skies. And that sounds like what you're getting. The cyclone has pushed all the junky air toward you that used to hang out in Queensland. You're getting Queensland's weather.
Absolutely agree. And if you have a look at the weather map of Australia right now, you can actually see where all the storm outbreaks are. They're aligned from Tropical Cyclone Fina all the way across Queensland, all the way down New South Wales to Victoria. So it's exactly as you described there. All that hot, moist, tropical air is being pushed into this part of the world. And then you have a look at the southern part, and you'll notice that all the Antarctic air is really a long way south right now. It's basically been pushed all the way back to about halfway between Australia and Antarctica. So there's no real air to push it back. And honestly, the size of this cyclone means that really that hot, junky air is going to continue to hang around for quite a few days.
Did the Bureau of Meteorology feel good about this because they're tracking the cyclone? They've been throwing their hands up about the weather. This is normal cyclone time of year. It's a big one, but it's in the right time zone.
It's roughly in the ballpark, that's right. And the Bureau of Meteorology, to their credit, they identified the dangers with this one early. So as early as Monday this week, we were being told that this storm would be probably a very dangerous cyclone. So they actually got well and truly ahead on this one, and really alerted people to the dangers of it. But at the same time, too, while they have told us that they're not predicting and forecasting cyclones anymore across the season, they did make the point that this is in the middle of what they considered the old cyclone season. But at the same time, too, they used it as an education piece to say, because this cyclone is a rarity, it's a 1 in 20 year event, and it's kind of unusual how big it is and how fast it formed. This is exactly the reason that the Bureau of Meteorology doesn't want to make those long-term forecasts until their modeling is back up to scratch again. So it was actually a good way for the Bureau of Meteorology to kind of show why they can't do those long-term forecasts, but at the same time, how to shine at the same time and really provide the forecast that were needed for people to, if they wanted to, evacuate an area because of a dangerous weather system.
A storm named Fina headed into Darwin. We'll follow up that report all week long, and next week we'll see if there's another cyclone coming behind Fina. Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. We're headed to reptile territory and something that I'll call do-it-yourself snake catching. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.